So here's Stripes, which was released in 1981. It starred Bill Murray and Harold Ramis. So dissatisfied with their lives, John, who has been driving a taxi, and Russell, an EFL teacher, decide to join the army. They join a training platoon of misfits, all of them one way or another unique, and are the bane of the life of drill instructor Sergeant Hulker. Despite possible competition, John and Russell meet with two female military policemen, could be police women, who rescue them more than once from difficult situations. Later, in northern Italy, the four hijack a disguised military assault vehicle with which they will have to rescue the rest of the platoon who have accidentally strayed into Czechoslovakia. So within the film, there is just a bit of gratuitous nudity, although John's girlfriend in her underpants might be there to show us what a hot young woman he is losing. Also some women wrestling in mud, something we hear about but don't often see. Other than that, the first half of the film is in the boot camp for fun rather than drama, the second act taken up entirely with the mission into communist territory where the guys use their ingenuity and the policewomen their familiarity with firearms in order to rescue the rest of the platoon. So there is some shooting. Most of the critics who have reviewed this movie liked it. Roger Ebert gave it 3.5 stars. It grossed about $86 million against an estimated $10 million budget. Quite a lot in 1981. I recollect really enjoying it many years ago and so look forward to seeing it again, but sadly it does not quite seem to have stood the test of time. Perhaps by now there have been just too many boot camp movies. Even so, even presenting the process as a comedy is just a bit jaded. That being said, it contains all the elements which made Bill Murray a star. So probably a watch for nothing. Additionally, this was Warren Oates' last film in the role of Sergeant Hulker. He died of a heart attack at the age of 53. Apparently the cast were transfixed by his stories about the making of The Wild Bunch, in which he was one of the stars in 1969.